And we're coming back to what's in store today now in terms of further and deeper restrictions to tackle the continuing rise in COVID-19 around the country. Our reporter, Fiacra O'Kioni, is in Bray this morning. Good morning, Fiacra.
Good morning, Mary. Now, as we've just heard from yourself, Mary, in just a few hours' time, Cabinet will decide on new COVID-19 restrictions, including the possible return of lockdown. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from businesses which may be affected by the decision. But firstly, I was speaking with locals in Bray, County Wicklow this morning about their views on what should happen next.
I think we do need some sort of lockdown. Cases were coming down nicely. Kids went back to school in September. All of a sudden, the cases went up. That to me would say, okay, we opened schools, cases went up, so schools need to be looked at. But yet all they're talking about is keeping schools open and closed and everything else. I own Supreme Altitude in Bray. I've had to put in 20 grand worth of building individual pods. I've glass pods in there, so everybody that comes to the gym walks in their masks, sanitize their hands before they go in. They go into their pod. We're very safe at the minute, but it cost me 20 grand. I only opened back up 2 weeks ago, and I'm being told now that I could have to close again tomorrow. It's heartbreaking.
Probably long overdue, to be honest. I mean, they've already been told this weeks, months ago by Neffet, and they didn't listen. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of damage control at this stage. It seems inevitable. So what can people do? Like, it's unfortunate. I'm not happy about it.
I think we should go into another lockdown because cases are as high as ever. With schools being open and pubs still being open, the cases are only going to rise.
I definitely didn't think it should have been as loose as it was before this. I think we should have gone into a stricter lockdown way earlier, but I know it's important to try and find the middle ground to live with COVID. I don't want it to be so strict that people will just go crazy once again that when it loosens. So
with pubs anyways, because I work in a pub, it's like they take one step forward and three steps back. Yeah. Like they had like people inside, outside, now only 15 in the beer garden, like, which is just, they just need to close pubs altogether, I think.
Do you have any views on similar people in your age group and what they might be up to?
There's like still house parties going on, and they're like ignorantly like posting it all over social media and stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. It just makes me feel really uneasy. I definitely wouldn't be one to be out partying or anything, like, absolutely not. They almost seem proud of it, like posting all over social media, and it makes me feel really uncomfortable.
The views of locals from Bray, County Wicklow this morning. Now, as I was saying, we are in Bray Town Hall, and I'm joined now by two people who represent businesses. Now, Mick Glynn is from the Bray Chamber of Commerce, and John Duggan is a local business owner, including the Martello Tower bar and pub in the town. Now, firstly, if I come to you, Mick, how did the first lockdown affect Bray Town, and what are the concerns of businesses for a possible second lockdown?
Oh, there's a massive effect during the first lockdown. I mean, we estimate about 90% of the businesses in the shopping area closed down. And, you know, the effect that it's had, obviously the employers are in this rolling situation, knowing when they could reopen their businesses and what type of measures that they had to put in place. So that was ongoing, and what kind of stock levels were to get in. Their fears this time is, like, will they be able to pay the bills? You know, what kind of working capital is going to be available? Are they going to be able to pay the rent? Are they going to be able to pay their staff when they eventually get back? And I suppose the big one, are they going to be able to be open for Christmas? That's one of the biggest concerns.
Do you feel that businesses understand the need for a second lockdown, but feel maybe more supports are needed?
I mean, the government have made it clear that for public health reasons, and I think businesses are 100% behind that reason of why they need to close down. Whether or not we need to see small retailers close, whether or not they are contributing to the problem, we're not too sure. But, you know, during the budget they announced, and we need to see more measures of what they can do to pay those bills, you know what I mean, that are going to fall due at the end of the month.
And John, you're obviously a local businessman. You own a number of businesses in Bray itself. How did you survive first time around? And what would you like to see happen second time around in terms of what government should do?
Good morning, Fiacra. First time around, it was all a big shock. So it was very hard on a lot of people, and most people just closed. I suppose this time around, we've a little bit more time and time to adapt and change a model, which a lot of people have done successfully. Now, that's easy for me to say. I have a hotel, so I'm able to move towards takeaway and stuff like that. I will be very anxious to hear our building sites staying open, because, again, there's lots of building sites around the local area, and that would be great for my bedroom sales and things like that. But overall, it's been really, really tough on businesses.
Perfect. So the views of businesses and locals from Bray, County Wicklow, there's obviously a big issue coming down the tracks, and there is a big decision for Cabinet to make in just a few hours' time. Back to you in the studio.